This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. And I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
Correct. Oh, Fredo.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this grand old tome of wisdom and entertainment off of iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Now, Fred, why would someone want to go to fredandjeff.com?
Because they can check out old shows. They can see pictures of us engaged in all sorts of shenanigans. And also, we have a new feature in the year of...
Is this the year of the horse?
I don't know what year. It's 2014. I can look up the Chinese calendar in a little bit. Or is it the Zodiac? Chinese Zodiac?
I don't know.
But we have a new feature on the website. It's called Out and About.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little intern named Lauren. And she will be going out to various events, the events we talk about. And she'll have a tape recorder with her. She'll have a camera. And she'll be recording all the goofiness that's going on out in the community.
That's right. And we've already got her set up for 4 events. Poor Lauren.
Yeah.
So she'll be going down to Dillinger Days.
Yes.
Courtesy of our friends at Club Congress or the Congress Hotel.
Right. She'll be going to the, well, she's actually going to be talking to Diane Cannon, who's heading up the Fort Lowell shootout.
That's
the
right.
Soccer shootout.
That's right. Diane Cannon will be chatting with her.
I think we're sending her to Norway.
Oh, and the Fort Lowell shootout is coming up quick.
Oh, yeah. It's like next week.
Oh, no, it's not the Fort Lowell shootout anymore. It's the Tucson Association of Realtors shootout.
Yeah.
Which is next weekend.
Right.
Holy mackerel. That came up quick.
Yep. And there's something else we're sending her to.
The old-time fiddlers.
Oh, the old-time fiddlers, yeah.
So Lauren's going to go check out the old-time fiddlers when they come to town and interview some of those guys and get herself immersed in some old-time fiddling.
So all of the pictures she takes and the tape that she runs will be posted at fredandjeff.com in the Out and About section. So when we talk about some of these great events, Jeff and I can't get to all of them. We try, but we can't get to all of them. So we're sending Lauren out. She's a Fred and Jeff extender.
She's a member of the family.
And she will be going out to enjoy some of these events with you, our neighbors, and then reporting back on the grand old program.
All the good times, yep.
Yeah. So that's a fun little add-on for this year.
Yes, sir.
But if you also go to fredandjeff.com, we have a calendar of upcoming events and some of the stuff that we're excited about. The Tucson International Jewish Film Festival is actually this week. Starts on the 16th and runs through the 25th, and that's all at the Jewish Community Center over off River Road.
That'll be fun.
And it looks like there's, at least 20 films going on.
It is a festival, Fred.
It is a festival, yeah. I always expect maybe one or two shows, but I guess it's a festival. That means there's more than one or two.
Very cool.
It's not just like a double feature.
Yeah. By the way, did you know our friends in Oro Valley had a second Saturday's event as well?
I don't have any friends in Oro Valley that I know of.
Well, you know Chris Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
He's your friend. He's your buddy.
Yeah, he stopped calling me, though.
Well, after you called him like 9,000 times, he thought you were stalking him, so.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that they were having second Saturdays at Steampunk Ranch. Every second Saturday, and it was just yesterday, they had it at Steampunk Ranch, so... That sounds like something fun for y'all to put on your calendars for next month and beyond, because they've got all kinds of great stuff happening out there.
Well, see, that's a prime example of why we can't get around everything, because second Saturdays, I'm downtown Tucson.
Well, yeah. But here's the point. Second Saturdays at Steam Pump Ranch starts at 8:30 in the morning and goes till noon. So you can actually, on February 8th, you could go down to this wonderful event. They've got tours of the restored 1870s Push Ridge family ranch house. They've got a farmer's market. They've got all kinds of historic Western and Americana artisan an antique fair, fun stuff. So they've got art tours, all kinds of great stuff. And then go home, hang out, take a nap, and then fire it up for Second Saturdays downtown.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah.
Don't ever tell me there's nothing going on in Tucson.
I never say that. Well, there's nothing going on. See, I used to say there's nothing going on in Oro Valley.
Well, now there is.
Now there is. Okay.
Now there is.
All right, because I never said.
Good for Oro Valley. Way to go, guys.
So, Happy Tuesdays coming up every Tuesday at the Loft.
Right.
And actually, the Loft just celebrated a huge milestone. They have enough money that they're almost ready for a groundbreaking over at the facility, the Loft campus. It's now a campus.
It is.
Because they have three screens and two buildings, and now they're going to be connecting those two buildings pretty soon. With the groundbreaking coming up pretty quick, and we'll be talking about that. Hopefully have Peggy Johnson to come on and talk about it.
Well, and there's no better place to go see a movie. I mean, it's very cool at the Loft.
It is very cool. But Happy Tuesdays for free in the back lot of the second building, the Maroney Patio, I think they call it.
Maroney Patio.
Cool. You can see some experimental comedy.
Lovely.
For free at the Loft.
And you know what I screwed up earlier? Dillinger Days is at the end of this month. It's not in February. It's 24th and the 25th of January.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of fun stuff going on there.
So maybe Lauren will be getting interviews with Mr. Dillinger.
Ah, maybe.
Public Enemy.
Chuck Perlman's coming to Tucson.
Public Enemy number one.
Used to be. That would be you now.
No. Oh, that's true. But we don't talk about that.
It's Chuck Perlman's coming to Tucson for the Tucson Symphony Orchestra concert special this Tuesday, the 14th. That'll be super fun. There's tickets available, I hope.
They're actually opening up the pit. I think they're sold out, but they're opening up the pit and having people come in to sit in the pit to see Isaac Perlman.
That'll be great. And then, of course, the Arizona Theater Company has Other Desert Cities, which opens on the 18th and runs to February 8th. Such fun times. And, of course, your favorite.
What's that?
Butterfly Magic at the Gardens.
I love butterflies.
Still going on until April 30th. Lots of fun.
Yeah, so there's two last things. Jeffrey,
yes, we'll
be talking about every week for a while. The Hard Charge obstacle course that you and I are running and or walking or
right.
and or crawling
right.
through. 4 miles, 20 obstacles, and an awesome party at the end. And we're putting a team together. So it'll be the Friend Jeff Show team to run this. So if you're interested in participating in a 4 mile obstacle course, having a lot of fun on March 29th, give us or send us an email at fred@friendjeff.com.
Now, Fred, are we raising money for anything, or is it just...
This is benefiting. The whole event is benefiting Children's Miracle Network
yes,
hospitals.
That's right.
Which TMC for Children is one.
Right.
So it's a big event, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun. You can go online and check out that organization, and there's lots of videos and pictures. And actually, one of the teams, or is it the team or the person, during the event, they'll be auditioning to do this on a national level.
So well, it's not auditioning. I mean, people will be doing the race.
Right, but at the same time, I think if you come dressed up like a goofball and you do real well in the race, they'll probably want you on TV. That'd be super fun.
Maybe.
Yep. And don't forget the Fort Lowell Shootout this coming weekend.
Yeah, the last thing, Jeff, is we've got to get 1,000 people in the community to carry a bead for Beads of Courage. And we invite you to go to their website, which is beadsofcourage.org, and check out the Carry a Bead program. And ironically enough, our next guest, after the break, carried a bead.
Almost carried a bead. She hasn't carried it yet.
Oh.
Because she wasn't scared enough.
Oh.
But we'll get into that fun story. And by the way, do you do Meet Me at Maynard's anymore? You're downtown on Mondays?
Yeah.
Because that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. So Meet Me at Maynard's. Southern Arizona Roadrunners down at Maynard's, walking, running for 3 miles. Super social event.
Yes.
So, folks, get out there, meet your neighbors. Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff to do here in the Old Pueblo. And we'll be back after this quick break for more here on Fred and Jeff Show. Out and about, I got everything going for me. Out and about, reap of all the things that bore me. Out and about, riding all around the city. Out and about. So pretty, I'm fine when I'm out and about.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
What, Fred?
I'm just waiting for you, man.
Hey! Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly correct.
Now, Jeffrey, before we went to the break, we were talking about the little Beads of Courage program that you and I are participating in.
Absolutely.
The Fred and Jeff Show is a sponsor of the one of the sponsors of the Carry a Bead program, where we try to get folks to carry a bead, which will eventually get to a child who's going through some kind of life-altering illness, and it helps them know that there are folks in the community who are thinking of them and supporting them and who want them to heal and become happy, happy kids.
Happy, 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 right.
And so about a month or so ago, we asked Tucson Roller Derby if they would participate with us, and they were very excited about it. And in studio with us is Vandaliza.
Hi, boys. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
Really good. Thank you.
Good, good, good. So when we were introducing ourselves to you, we were chatting earlier before the show started. Mm-hmm. You were telling us how much fun all the girls have had with the Beads of Courage.
Yes, we did. We had them available to everyone at the state championships, and not only the girls from Tucson, but girls from other teams around the state bought them and wore them. I saw a lot wearing them. You can pin them on. You can use them as necklaces, you know, however you want to wear it. And then you have, you know, you go and be scared somewhere. You put yourself out of your comfort zone, and then you get to write about it to a child who's going through something much scarier than you can even imagine, and maybe give them a little courage. But I felt that it really benefited me more where, you know, to go into a scary situation, you think, it puts it in perspective. You go, you know what? I can do this. This is not that big a deal because I am not looking at a life-threatening illness. I am just stepping on the skate, you know, on the track with roller skates against some big girls, or, you know, might get hit, might get a bruise. But so it's really great. And I loved it so much, I bought a couple more. I gave one to my daughters as well as my niece, and they're still deciding what their scary situation is going to be, or, you know, what. And I didn't write about it. You were saying I did not write about it. I wore it, but I did not write about it because I overthink everything, and I want to wait until I really go above and beyond. But I, you know, so I'm coming. There's a game coming up that I think is going to really scare me.
Tell us about that. Yeah, all right. Tell us about that game.
Well, this one, the one in town, I'm not playing in. I'm playing an away game against the Surly Girlies. I think it's the 24th or 25th of January, and they are an amazing team. So.
Where are you playing the Surly Girlies at?
We're playing up in Phoenix.
Oh.
But we do have a home game coming up on the 18th where I'm sure girls would be just as scared and be just as much action and excitement.
And that's this coming Saturday?
No, on January 18th.
Oh, the 18th.
Oh, yes. So, yes.
Yes, it will be.
Yes, this kind. Yes.
I'm not on drugs
yet. Is that Saturday, 18th or Friday? Yes, it should be a Saturday. Yeah.
It's actually the season opener for you all.
It is. It's our 11th season. We've been in Tucson for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've been at our current location for just over a year. We have a warehouse now that we rent. We used to rent out different places around town to have our bouts, but now we have our own home, and it's been phenomenal. And by doing that, we've been able to have consistent practices that don't get canceled by weather, and you can really see it in the talent that is
the quality
coming.
Of the
yeah,
game,
it's
right?
Just, it's crazy.
That's great. Now, earlier you were also telling us off the air that you guys
are
starting to
expose all my secrets. I didn't know.
Oh, no. Well,
the tape's always rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay. You guys are potentially starting a Kickstarter.
Yes, we are, because our warehouse does not have bathrooms. And this is a huge problem. We rent porta potties for the games, mm-hmm. which is, you know, it's
not
okay,
optimal.
But it's not great for our fans. We like to treat our fans a little bit better than that. But we don't have the porta potties at practice. So I literally, rather than thinking about the game, you know, game strategy an hour before practice, I try and go to the bathroom as much as possible before I go out there to practice, because you're just thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, where am I going to be? What bush am I going to use?
Right.
What if there's people outside? And so We need bathrooms. And the other thing, we need bathrooms because we can't sell beer without bathrooms. And we need to sell beer to our fans also.
Yeah, they want some beer. Exactly.
So we're hoping in January to have Kickstarter project up. If you're interested at all, you know, go to our website or Facebook page and we will let you know how to donate. What Kickstarter is, it's kind of like a crowdfunding. It just relies on a bunch of people giving a little bit of money, $5, $10, and bam, we have it done.
And for $5 or $10, they'll get a calendar. You brought Fred and I these
awesome you get prizes.
2014 Roller Derby calendar.
Yeah, depending on how much you get, you might get a calendar. Maybe if you give a lot, we'll, you know, carry you around the track on a stretcher. Is that a stretcher? what are those, like, Cleopatra things?
I don't know, but a stretcher might be fun.
You know, we'll do something really great for you.
Stretcher's what happens after you... gone around a few times and
we've all been
the girls
on those,
take you down.
Well, you could make Fred an honorary referee.
We could, yes. We could let you have your whole halftime show if you want.
Oh, Fred would
do
love
whatever
a halftime
you want.
Show.
You pay for the bathrooms, you get to do whatever you want. Did you hear that?
Radio World, pay
for the bathrooms, you get to do whatever you want.
That leaves a lot to the imagination, doesn't it, Fred?
You start dancing jigs in the middle of the
arena that'd be pretty funny.
Of the track.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, that's great. So Tucson Roller Derby is alive and doing well. You guys are growing.
We are growing. We did, since I've got everyone's attention, we did lose quite a few skaters at the end of the season just due to injuries and moving and babies, what have you. And so we're starting a new fresh meet program to recruit new skaters, and it starts on the 13th. That's tomorrow, Monday. And it's 7 to 9. You don't have to have anything to show up and show that you're interested.
Don't even need a pair of skates?
No. And that's the thing. You don't need to know how to skate. You don't need to be in super good fitness. You don't need to be a certain type or have a certain number of tattoos or anything. You just need a desire to work hard.
There's none
and
of
to learn how to skate. I started a year ago. I'm old. I think I've told you.
You're old.
Guys are like,
how funny is
thinking
that?
There's a derby girl going to show up and a little soccer mom shows up to their studio. I'm sure you feel duped. I'm sorry, but
no, not duped at all. I mean you're one of our neighbors doing a super fun thing.
Yeah, well, so we want to hear all about it. 41 years old, not in great shape. I'm kind of on the skinny side, not super strong, and I hadn't skated since I was 10 years old, and I showed up and I was scared to death. And they were wonderful and nice, and you go through this 12-week program that is very doable. They don't expect you to be leaping over bodies the first day, you know. They take it in a very slow progression, and you get better and better every week until you are good enough to test.
It's funny how you just throw out the term leaping over bodies, like it's no big deal.
I still can't do that, but some girls can. Some girls can do it backwards.
So there's this guy, he's on the ground, passed out, or hit in the head with a brick, and I'll just leap over him, no big deal.
Exactly.
What was it in your mind that caused you to either pick up the phone or get in your car and drive down there? What is it that made you take that leap to become a member of the Tucson Roller Derby?
Well, you know, roller derby's always just held this mystique for probably everyone. Everyone you talk to, you just think roller derby, it's this cool thing, out of reach. You think it's like the circus, you have to grow up in it or something. But then all of a sudden I got
people.
A Facebook message from a friend that said there's tryouts. And I thought, you don't have to like know someone or grow up in a roller skating environment. You can just try out. And, you know, as you get older, life gets kind of boring. And I've gotten to that stage where I couldn't tell the difference between one day and the next. And I just wanted something exciting. And it was. And it's exciting and it's empowering. I have a million new friends and a huge social life that I actually have to cut down now.
And your husband's happy that you're doing this, and your kids, your kids are over the moon.
I have two girls, and it's been really wonderful for them to show them. These women are just, they're smart, they're powerful. There's librarians, scientists, kindergarten teachers, singers, everything. And they're such good examples. I can walk my girls into that warehouse any day and say, look at all these girls and be like them. And you don't get to do that often in life, to have those people right there in their lives. And they do. They love it. They think it's the coolest thing ever. My little one wears her shorty shorts to school and her Vice Squad t-shirt. And a couple times I've had to
get the call from the principal's office. Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Yeah, exactly.
No rear cleavage in the fourth grade.
But she doesn't see it as, a a sexual thing. It's a powerful thing because she associates it with these very powerful women.
Yeah, that, and they are very powerful women.
They are.
That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much.
And thanks so much for what you guys do. We know every month you guys pick a charity and you raise a bunch of money for charities. And they range not only from the Beads of Courage, but to the food bank. I mean, you guys have been phenomenal, phenomenal.
Humane Society, all sorts of organizations.
Right, yeah, because phenomenal. We're a nonprofit ourselves. We know how hard it is and, you know, to keep things going. And it's we're happy to do it.
We really appreciate that. Really appreciate that. Okay. So, folks, get out there, support the Roller Derby Gals. What's your address for your
It's location? The Rec House in Valencia.
Yeah, Valencian Park, 1145 East Valencia. And out on the 18th, you will see amazing derby. Internationally ranked teams are playing that night. And if you haven't seen it, this is the time to come.
Awesome. All right.
And come out and try out.
And try out.
Try out.
I think she's asking you that directly, Fred.
Yeah, okay.
Try it out.
All right, folks, we'll be back. We got to take another break here on the Fred and Jeff Show, but stick around because we got lots more. Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this grand old tome of wisdom and entertainment off of iTunes.
At so least entertainment.
Well,
the wisdom part is somewhat, you know.
I think I'm wise.
Yes, you are a wise man.
Yeah.
You're one of the three wise guys.
That's right. The epiphany just passed, I think.
Yes, it did.
So,
thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
The nuns beating you all those years worked.
Well, yeah. And I still have the scars. I think, you know, if they had the ability, they probably would have tattooed things on me. But
because you were such a pain.
No, I don't believe that's true. I was an angel of a child.
Here we go.
So, you know, this is an exciting show, Jeffrey, because we are featuring strong people in our community, strong women in our community, and we just had a great interview with Vandalizer from Tucson Roller Derby,
right?
A member of the Vice Squad. And now we're going to be talking to Jade Beal, who has a really cool project called A Beautiful Body Project that celebrates strength in women and encourages them to celebrate themselves. So, Jade, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. We're happy to have you.
Yes.
So this is a really, really cool project. And we were telling you during the break that I sort of discovered this when I was dating somebody who was going through life-altering, you know, bilateral mastectomy from breast cancer, and sort of, you know, her having challenges with her self-worth after that, and, you know, discussions we used to have, and we found this this site, and it just was really encouraging to see that people are out there being is bold and brazen about their beautiful bodies. So let's first of all talk about you a little bit, because you're Tucsonan.
Yes, I am.
Now, were you born and raised here?
Born in Phoenix, but raised here. I know.
Okay, you
only stayed there for like 3 months of my life, though.
Okay, so your parents were wise.
Yes.
And they moved down to the real happy
the
part
old
of Arizona.
Pueblo, yeah.
Yes. So, and did you go to the U of A?
I did not go to the U of A. I was also raised part-time in Mexico in a little town called Yalapa, which is where my mom still lives. And my dad has always lived in Tucson. They weren't really ever together. But so I went to Tucson High for 3 years. I also went to high school in Mexico. And then I went traveling to photograph the world.
Good for you. Did you always want to be a photographer?
Since Tucson High with Jerry Halfman, yes, I wanted to be a photographer.
Now, how did you know that?
I wanted to share my view with the world. It was the only way that I could really show what I was seeing with other people. Plus, the dark room at Tucson High was magical. It was just so phenomenal to print and to photograph the way that Jerry Hoffman allowed us to.
Very cool. Very cool. And so you take this love of photography.
Yes.
And you've turned it into something quite special.
Very special. And the thing is, it took a while. So I loved photographing mostly nudes. As a teenager, there's not much call for that.
No, you probably can't get away with that a lot.
Yeah, there's laws, I think, preventing that.
There's some laws. You know, I was interested in the nude body. I was interested in women. I was interested in non-photoshopped images. I was interested in wrinkles and scars and real stories. And
why?
And it's fascinating to me. I see this tremendous ability to this broader range of beauty than we've been taught to see. And it's almost like this magic spell. Like, I want other people to see a part of this magic spell that we haven't seen. Like, we've had these blinders on to the true beauty that is around us. And so there was no call for that. I'm not a wedding photographer. I really suck at portraits for families. So I went to massage school, and I was a massage therapist for almost 15 years. And then I started photographing my clients, and then they started liking it, and I started doing more. So I do sort of
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say something stupid, but it doesn't warrant it now.
As a massage therapist, you get to see all the scars and the bruises.
Exactly, and to hold space and to help these people, my clients, feel beautiful just as they are.
And to hold space?
To hold space to allow them to be just as they are without need to do anything else. They can cry, they can yell, they can moan and groan and to feel themselves in their body and to reflect them as they are without needing to change them.
Photoshop.
Without needing to Photoshop them on my massage table or in front of my camera. And I call my photography actually therapeutic photography for women because I want them to feel empowered without them saying, Jay, can you take my wrinkles away and minimize my pores and can you elongate my neck and shrink my waist, which is what 99% of the imagery that we see women is in our culture.
No kidding. Wow, I had no idea.
Most people don't. It's this weird thing that you think that people are just these photoshopped, flawless, no pore humans. Like, I don't quite understand how we've come to believe that humans don't have pores, but it's a common thing. And I did a TED talk recently and showed this photo of Madonna before she's photoshopped, and it's like she's 53, I think. Like, let the girl have some wrinkles. She's earned them. They're beautiful. Jeez, why do I have to take them away?
Hey, tell us about the TED talk. What did you what'd you talk about?
I talked about my project that I've started photographing, called The Beautiful Body Project. The first book that I'm working on right now is Bodies of Mothers, The Bodies of Mothers. And I just talked about how I started by taking a self-portrait of myself after 5 weeks after I'd given birth to my son.
And how old's your son?
He's now almost 2.
Okay.
But I took these portraits because I'd gained 55 pounds and I was struggling with postpartum depression. I wanted to make something beautiful out of this struggle. Also, I wanted to expand my website because my website was in lack of body diversity.
No, that's
mostly
funny.
Thin.
To me, that's funny because you're like, I'm really struggling with postpartum depression.
Let me go photograph myself.
And so I took my photos because I wanted to expand my website.
Expand
it.
It was a double.
You used yourself, though.
Yes. Well, so no one else would let me.
Well,
no
sure.
one else would let me.
But if you put yourself out there,
exactly.
It's easier to recruit others when they see what your idea is.
And I had no idea that that was going to be that happened. So I take these photos because, yes, I wanted to celebrate body diversity on my website. Because I was suffering from my own inner turmoil.
Sure.
And also living a life of feeling ugly for about a good 30 years of my life.
Now, why? You're a beautiful woman. Why? How did that get into your mind?
Prisoner.
That you weren't a beautiful person?
A complete prisoner. Because I don't see myself reflected in media. Because I've checked the scale every single day since I was 10 years old. Because I had acne as a child, as a teenager, and that's disgusting.
Got it.
And
so
I wanted to hide.
So it wasn't something your folks said or your friend said. It was of the external stimuli.
Absolutely.
The Vogue magazines and all of that kind of stuff.
And just little nuances. Being around women who, if only I could have this. Or, only, you know, constantly degrading ourselves instead of being like, I have acne and I'm pretty bad. Pretty awesome.
The acne doesn't define me.
Acne doesn't define me. These roles don't define me. It's but it's a struggle and to feel good. So I took those photos. Hundreds of women started emailing me as soon as I posted them onto my website.
No kidding.
And that I started photographing women. I decided I should make a book called A Beautiful Body Project. Huffington Post picked it up. Before I knew it, women were emailing me from all over the world. And
what were they emailing you?
Thank you.
What messages?
Thank you. I've never seen a photograph online that looked like me in a beautiful way. That there, here's this woman who hasn't bounced back, who is admitting to her vulnerability and willing to share it.
And is still strong.
And stronger. Now that I've shared my story for the first time in my life, I threw my scale away. I'm avid yogi and a dancer, but I don't need to know the number. I need to know that I'm healthy and strong, and that defines who I am, and that I feel beautiful.
That's fantastic. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic. I've got your website. I'm looking at your abeautifulbodyproject.com website up here, and tell us a little bit about your blog.
So on that particular website, I'm just sharing the stories of the women that I photograph, and I recently included photographers from all over the world to share their photographs and stories from the women they're photographing and photographing those women. Recently, a photographer that is a part of my project now, based in Seattle, photographed a woman who had been abducted and was a sexual slave for almost a year. And her story, and then photographing that is not easy. You know, we're not trained as therapists, and this is some heavy stuff, but it's helping women see themselves for the first time ever just as they are, beautiful, and that they're worthy of praise, and that they're worthy of being called beautiful. Like, that's such a big deal for so many women. It's such a simple thing, and yet it's such a big part of healing.
So would you say, I tell my wife all the time that she's beautiful.
And she probably doesn't believe you most of the time.
Well, you know, it depends on the time of the day.
Yes.
And what she had to deal with at work, and what she had to deal with at home, and what she had to deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you say, my God, you're so beautiful, and she'll roll her eyes.
Yeah.
So what advice can you give to our listeners, specifically the guys?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when we tell the women that we love how beautiful mm-hmm. they are and they don't believe us,
mm-hmm.
maybe we think, well, gosh, what did I do today? Why am I in trouble? Or why does she think that? Or, you know, what good advice can you give to some of our guy listeners about?
So this feeling of unworthiness is not a new thing. Most of it happens when we're really young, like myself, 10 years old, already hating myself, wanting to hide, wanting to be somebody else. Wanting to be that woman that is photoshopped that I don't know is photoshopped in these magazines. So it's a practice for a woman to feel irreplaceably beautiful, irreplaceably precious. And it's so important for the men to keep saying it unconditionally. Honey, you're beautiful. And the coolest thing about this project is that a lot of my books are being ordered by fathers and husbands that want to gift it to their wives as a tool, perhaps, to begin healing. To be like, see, these other women, their stories, and how perhaps your scars or your rolls or your wrinkles are actually an enrichment part of your beauty. And that this physical beauty is just as precious as the inner beauty that we like to talk about. Oh, she's beautiful on the inside and the outside.
Right.
It's a whole package deal.
The old saying of is beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes to the bone. Probably is not a favorite of yours, is it?
No.
So these are not just pictures, but they're also stories.
The main component is the story. And in my book, each photograph, there's like 1 to 5 photographs of each woman that I photographed, which is about 80 in this book, is accompanied with her story. And it's whatever it is, if it has to do with her postpartum body or her journey from being a teen mother and having to put her son to adoption or whatever the story that
cancer
she wants
survivors.
To share, cancer survivors.
Right.
Whatever
so
the story
you really have
is.
A big kind of community of women
exactly.
in all you know, all time of their lives, all kinds of things happening to them that you want to photograph.
Absolutely. Because it's really, there's something interesting in looking at a photograph. And then reading that woman's story, because we project a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When we see a photo, oh, she's thin, oh, she's this, oh, she's had an easy life. And then we read her story, and we're like,
it's totally different. Yeah.
All right, she's my sister. I don't need to compare myself. I don't need to tear her down.
Right.
I don't need to feel better or worse. We're equal.
And what's the and they've done a lot of research on this, and that first impression kind of thing takes like 2 or 3 seconds, and then to reverse that could take a lifetime.
A lifetime.
But to do what you're doing is phenomenal.
It is.
We got to take a quick break. We have more to talk to you about. So folks, stick around. Lots more here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain, if I pay the price.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are talking about strong women today, Jeffrey.
Yes, we are.
You know, we talk about the people, the places, events, history, and culture. So we're talking about
people,
people, and we're talking about breaking a culture.
Yeah, modifying culture. You're right, Fred. You're right. And
sometimes I told you I'm wise.
You are wise.
Sometimes I come through.
Sometimes you shock me.
So we've been talking with Jade Beal, who has got a little project called A Beautiful Body Project, a blog that's shared by photographers from across the world celebrating women and who they are through photography and stories.
Yeah, and during the break, we were having a little chat about the empowerment of your message. And let's take that a step further, because you had brought up the gal, the Militant Baker.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us how the Militant, who the Militant Baker is. First, tell our listeners.
Well, let's before we, you know, just for people who are just tuning in, let's talk about, you know, just quick synopsis of A Beautiful Body Project.
Go ahead, Fred.
No, it's Jade's project.
So A Beautiful Body Project is a photo and essay book and media platform that I've been working on. Most of the women I have photographed are from Tucson. And it's just a part of this global body positive, love yourself movement that is happening. And I happen to have the honor to get on this bandwagon somehow. And the Militant Baker, her name is Jess Baker, but her blog is The Militant Baker. She's my sister and my girl. We dance every Friday together. We scream and we shout.
She's here in Tucson as well.
She's here in Tucson.
All right.
And she's on the Huffington Post like almost every week, you know, advocating this love your body, love each other. Let's stop with this like bashing, and we need to come together in order to really, really reach our dreams and to believe that we're worthy of being called beautiful and to be successful and all the things that come with it.
So the question that I wanted to get to with you was, I am 100% on board.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you that our appearance doesn't make us beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes us beautiful. And when you look at some of the folks that the Militant Baker has
mm-hmm.
photographed
mm-hmm.
and that you've photographed, mm-hmm. and we really want to try to help everybody have a positive self worth of,
yeah.
you know, feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, there's an issue with that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned earlier to you, you know, I was watching a TV show and
mm-hmm.
they had the president of the Mayo Clinic and the president of the Cleveland Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're dealing with out there today in our
mm-hmm.
society that's becoming an epidemic
mm-hmm.
is obesity
mm-hmm.
and how there's so many people that
mm-hmm.
are in a lot of trouble health-wise because they're obese.
Mm-hmm.
How do we help people understand that carrying too much weight is a really, really bad thing,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, not go all the way to the point where we expect everyone to look like Twiggy.
Right.
You know,
right.
How do you guys...
There's a balance somewhere.
Yeah, how do you guys... How do you work that message out
it's,
there?
It's such an important message, and it's one everyone wants to know, and it is the hot topic. I mean, on Facebook, there's this huge debate with the fit mom and all these things, you know, like, why are you promoting obesity? I've been asked that many, many times.
But you're not, are you?
No, I'm not promoting obesity, but I am promoting self-love.
Right.
And if we hate ourselves, it's going to be a lot harder to make really... choices that empower our health. You know, if a lot of and Milton Baker's so good at this because she's actually studied mental illness, and it's obesity stems from such a deeper place than just what we choose to eat. It's coming from some deep self suffering and all kinds of things that I don't even know that I myself have struggled with. And it's, if we don't support each other, if we're not like, you really should go on a diet.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, that's going to
be
really
listening?
Awesome. I'm totally going to go running now and do yoga. Yeah, no problem. Instead of, I'm here for you and I think you're beautiful and I want to support you any way I can. How can I support you? How can I help you be the very best person you want to be? How can I show up for you? Instead of this judgment and body language, people understand body language. It's like, it's very important to support each other. It's like, hey, I see you. I kind of look like you too. I have secrets too. I want to share my vulnerability with you so you know that you're not alone, that we're together in this, that so many of us suffer. A lot of women that I've worked with feel so alone, and that keeps them in this wanting to eat more, wanting to do habits that aren't, because we don't feel worthy of anything better.
Right.
And as soon as we start feeling worthy of betterness, of oh, you want to photograph me in my rolls? Heck yes, I want to photograph you in a rolls. Bring them. They're beautiful. Then you're like, oh, well, I am beautiful. And then maybe you start feeling better about yourself. Your mental health starts to flourish. You make choices that prolong your life and that you don't need to see a doctor for. And
well, you don't get diabetes and you don't get cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
All the horrible things that could happen to you. So again, that my takeaway from what you just said is you're not promoting obesity.
Mm-hmm.
What you and all of these photographers and mm-hmm. all the people that support you,
mm-hmm.
Fred and I included,
mm-hmm.
is that it's not about your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And your body, your wrinkles, your mm-hmm. rolls, all that kind of stuff. It might be what you look like today,
mm-hmm.
but just because you look like that today doesn't mean you don't have
that
value.
That is very true. And that you don't have value and that you're not going to keep on changing.
Right.
We're constantly changing.
That's the point.
After I had my baby, I gained 55 pounds and my body was very changed, but I look very different today and I'm going to look different tomorrow.
Sure.
And that's all right.
And our hair color changes
and
our
color
ears
changes.
Get bigger and our
my
we get
point,
wrinkles. And
I do. I love it. I do think it's beautiful. I'm not afraid to call these different variations of the body anything but beautiful and precious, because life doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
It's precious. A forest of sequoias does not wonder if she is magnificent because of her variations. She knows she is beautiful and she knows she's incredibly powerful because of the forest around her, and they're connected. It's not for the humans, I don't think, to decide what is beautiful or not. We are precious. And we're going to die before we know it, so we might as well
enjoy
it.
Time here, yeah. So are you out there actively looking for models?
For right now, the mother book is done. It's about to go into publication. It'll be out right before Mother's Day. I'm
perfect.
So excited. I've started a new project, Wise Women Over 50, and we are looking for models for that.
What kind of a model are you looking for?
Any woman over 50 years old. The older, the better. I really want to... You know, in their 90s, I would really love some older women to photograph and to share their stories. I feel like there's a big disconnect with the elder community. I know so few myself. So I want to honor the wise woman. I want to photograph them. I want to hear their stories. I want to share them with the world.
Now, you want to photograph these women naked, or you want to...
So this is optional. It's nude, semi-nude. I have beautiful fabrics for draping. And yes, I honor however people want to show up. The bodies of the mothers is mostly semi-nude, but some are covered. It's modest, you know.
Sure.
They're nude but not showing
right.
anything. And it's mostly about your skin. It's about sharing that vulnerability that is perhaps a little uncomfortable, but perhaps it'll inspire somebody.
Very cool. Very cool. And when are you starting this project?
It's already started. And I also, it's mixing in with my, I also do clients. So it's juggling the new project, finishing up my old book, and my photo shoots with my clients, as well as my husband and I run a ethical clothing line that feeds Americans' needs and is all made in America. So we have lots of things in place.
Okay, you own a clothing line?
Yes, it's called Fed by Threads. And we feed Americans in need. It's made in America, sustainable fabrics. So we have lots on the plate.
Yeah, you do. And a two-year-old.
And a two-year-old.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, we're so happy you could stop by today and share.
I'm so honored.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now, if folks want more information about both your projects, mm-hmm. where can they go online?
abeautifulbodyproject.com, jadebeal.com.
And spell Beal.
B-E-A-L-L, like be all you can be.
Perfect. And so jadebeal.com is your personal website.
Correct.
And then thebeautifulbodyproject.com is where the photography is.
Exactly.
Now, you also are hooked in with a whole list of a blog of a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one is that? Is that the Jade Beal?
That's a Beautiful Body Project.
Okay, that's a Beautiful Body Project. So you've got photographers from all over the world.
All over the world.
Posting all kinds of blog entries there.
Yep, all related to empowering women just as they are. Photographs unphotoshopped, untouched, unaltered.
Now, if we have some listeners out there who want to submit photos to you mm-hmm. with a story, you're happy to take that stuff
as
well?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's how we thrive here.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks a ton, and good luck. Continued success in everything you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, Fred, we got some stuff to give away.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Do we have any more PETA Jungle cards?
I think we have a couple left. You want to give? I was just in PETA Jungle the other day. It was awesome.
Were you using the cards?
No, I was not. But I should have.
All right, so let's give somebody a gift card to PETA Jungle.
$25 gift certificate to the PETA Jungle, either on Oracle and McGee or
Crossroads.
Broadway and Craycroft.
Yep. Not Crossroads, William Center.
William Center, Broadway and Craycroft. $25. First one to email Fred at fredandjeff.com. And how about a dozen roses from Mayfield's Forest for a beautiful mother out there?
We can do that as well.
And a dozen roses from Mayfield's Florist for your favorite beautiful lady. Fred at fredandjeff.com. Fred, send Fred an email and say you'd like to give your beautiful woman some roses. And, guys, good show, Fred.
Hey, next week we're going to be talking. See, I think the beginning of the year, the first month, we've sort of opened up with healthy lifestyle kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Healthy mental lifestyle. And next week we're going to be talking about healthy food lifestyle.
So you're really trying to get all of us to jump on board with your New Year's resolution is what you're doing.
No, I told you my resolution is a cigar and tequila every day.
Oh,
or multiples.
And I heard through the grapevine you were over at that New Anthony's at River and Campbell.
Maybe.
How's that over there?
Oh, it's beautiful. They have the great patio space, and it's really comfortable, and it's fun having a cigar over in a Jostler building.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right, folks, get out there, meet your neighbor, because that's what makes Tucson a great place to live. And we'll see you all here next week on The Fred and Jeff Show.